Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week three of the high school football season. The Memorial Tigers and John Hurdy, they're coming off a 21-0 win over the North Huskies on Friday night to improve the 2-0. They'll be away from Menlo Field on Friday for the first time. They'll take on the Central Bears. And when we come back, we'll visit with Coach Hurdy about the win over the Huskies and the week ahead, looking forward to taking on the Bears when this Memorial Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Betware Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Betware Land.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball-sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh. Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach John Hurdy joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, first and foremost, congratulations on the win week two, 21-0 over the Huskies. I know we talked last week here during this show about the physicality of the Huskies and, you know, the challenges that they were going to present. Luke Brown, certainly a big ball game with three touchdowns. You led 14-0 at the end of the first half and then added another one in the third quarter. But by and large, that defense certainly played a very good football game, holding a pretty explosive Husky offense off the scoreboard.
No, I was really pleased with the way defense played. I thought the defensive line played really well. There was some concerns going into the game. Would we be able to hold up? They got nice size and they're physical. But our front seven really did a nice job. Coach Johnson and the rest of the defensive staff did a great job preparing them and being disciplined with all the jet motion and stuff like that, staying home and taking care of their assignments.
Well, defensively, I mean, the front seven, you also get a couple of picks in that ball game as well. And so, you had a 103-yard interception return against Jasper and two more interceptions on Friday night. I mean, the secondary is certainly flying around and keeping track of their assignments. And, some teams go a whole year without three interceptions, and you guys have that many here in the first 2 weeks.
Practice sometimes gets pretty chippy for us. Wednesday nights, we always do a two-minute drill, and it's ones-on-ones. We run our defense, we run our offense, and compete. And I tell you what, this past Wednesday, the defense they came storming through. We threw a pick on the first play, and a lot of times we'll restart, but not this time. It is what it is. They do a nice job competing. And we do have some experience back there with Kelly, especially, and Lowry. Those guys do a good job kind of directing traffic. And, the linebackers with O'Donohue was really the only guy that came back with a lot of experience. But Grayson Carter's really done a nice job filling in.
Well, John, you take a look offensively, and Luke Brown, boy, good night. 21 out of 29, 204 yards. He throws for three touchdowns, and I know you talk about kind of establishing the run, and sometimes you got to take what the defense gives you. North up front, holding Memorial to 57 yards. Of course, one of those, Brown was sacked for a 13-yard loss. But, all in all, this kid making his second start varsity football against a team like North, to have the kind of performance he did, he certainly had to have the protection from the line. Receivers have to catch the football. But, he's really come into his own in a very short period of time here on Friday night.
Yeah, he's done a nice job. He had a pretty good experience with, getting to watch Matthew Fisher the last couple of years. And I think he's paid attention to it. And the biggest thing is you don't get too high, you don't get too low, and kind of learn from your experience as you get out there. But, he did a nice job. I think we need to do a better job up front. And, for the most part, we are serviceable up front, but we got a lot of stuff to clean up up front. So I'm excited about the opportunity to do that over the next few weeks and continue to improve.
John Herney joining us as the Memorial Tigers shut out North 21-0 to go to 2-0 on the campaign. We'll come back with more of this Memorial football show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road.
The all-new Rocket Bar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rocket Bar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rocket Bar.
Welcome back to the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon. And during this segment, we're going to talk to senior left guard Andrew Jones. Andrew, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, first and foremost, congratulations. 21-0 win over the North Huskies on Friday night. That had to feel pretty good after 48 minutes walking off of Enloe Field.
It felt great, yes.
I know going into that game, Coach Hardy talked last week just about the physicality of the Huskies, especially their front seven defensively. Kind of take us through that ball game. I mean, Luke had a good game, threw for three touchdowns in the contest. Running, I know the running game, just only 57 yards against that Husky front seven. What were the challenges that they were presenting to you on Friday?
Yeah, they were a big group, and they were pretty physical up front altogether. And just, you know, I thought we held our own for the most part and just a few things to clean up here and there. But moving forward, I think that we'll have a great front line. Just moving forward, I think we're going to be better.
Well, Andrew, I mean, being a senior, you know, you've got guys up front that you've probably been playing, you know, football with dating back to the fourth or fifth grade. And anybody that knows anything about football, especially the offensive line, they've got to have chemistry. They've got to have communication. Is that chemistry still coming, or do you feel pretty confident right now with the other guys up front and how you guys go into each and every game?
I'm feeling really confident with the guys we got up front. Center Harrison Harding, I've been playing with him since first or second grade just in flag football. I've known him my whole life. And the other three guys, Kingston, I've known since the beginning of high school, and the other two, same thing there. And just, I think it's a great group to have up front, great chemistry throughout all of us.
Well, and certainly Luke Brown now is at the controls at quarterback. You're in that huddle. Do you feel pretty confident with him just the way that he calls out the plays and then any time that he might make a change offensively? Where's the comfort level with this offensive line with your quarterback?
We got a lot of trust in him. We know he's going to do what he needs to do to help out the team, and we know he's a team player. He's not just going to sit there and try and get all the glory for himself, so I think as a whole offensive line, we're real confident in them.
How much communication is there during a high school football game, Andrew? I mean, up front, because you know that, you know, if the defensive line or linebackers shift and you recognize they may be playing run, then you see there may be coming blitz and you see them. I mean, who are your keys? Is it kind of the nose tackle, defensive tackle, linebackers? I mean, what do you do when you get to the line of scrimmage?
What I try and do is try and see if it's a four front, three front, and just kind of who's lined up over me. And we got a little covered, uncover kind of thing that we have in our O-line room, just kind of make it a little bit easier. And it's just try and get up there and as fast as you can, see what defense they're in and just see what you can do to make it easier for you and the rest of the line. And just communicate thoroughly throughout the two guys next to you and figure out what you're going to do on the next play.
Well, now you guys turn your attention to the Central Bears coming up Friday night. It'll be your first game away from Menlo Field. You'll be out there on First Avenue. The Bears are 1-1. They beat Bossy the other night, 28-20. You've probably had a chance to look certainly on the film of Central defense in their front seven. What are your initial thoughts as you guys continue preparations for Central?
I think it's going to be another real physical game. They got a few guys up on the front line that are pretty big, look pretty strong on the film. So it's going to be another physical thing. But as long as our offensive line can just block through the whistle and just keep doing what we've been doing, I think there's going to be no issue there.
Well, I know Coach Hardy talked about establishing the run is going to be imperative this week against the Central football team. So how does this offensive line do that? I know last week probably you guys a little bit disappointed, only 57 yards rushing, but the North of front seven had an awful lot to do with that too. How do you go into each game thinking, hey, we want to get to so many yards on the ground offensively?
I'd say that we do. I think that we struggled a little bit with some upfront movement this past week, but I think just this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at practice, we're just going to have to figure it out and see if we can't be better up front on the run game.
Well, Andrew, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much. All the best as you guys continue preparations for Central, and congratulations on that win over North last week.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's senior left guard Andrew Jones. We'll come back. We'll get the scouting report on the Bears from head coach John Hurney when this Memorial Football Show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bentley O'Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball-sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh. Back here on this Memorial Football Show on Tuesday afternoon, the Tigers now turn their attention to the Central Bears on Friday night. They're coming off a 28-20 win over the Ball State Bulldogs in their home opener last Friday night. Well, John, you've had a chance over the weekend to take a look at this Central football team. Just kind of your thoughts as you continue preparations for the encounter with the Bears on Friday night.
You know, they're pretty physical up front, and they've got some nice athletes out. They do a good job kind of mixing coverages up, and they're going to present some challenges for us.
So I know Hunter Brochure is their quarterback and started a lot of the games last year. Talking to him over the summer, he feels a lot more comfortable now in that offense, and it certainly has shown, I think, in this first couple of weeks. I mean, even though the modern day game got away from them a little bit, but you know, Bossy made a run, and then they had to make some plays down the stretch to get that football in the end zone and win that game. So what do you see from them offensively as you prepare your defense?
Well, you know, they make plays when they need to make plays, and they threw the ball down the field pretty effectively against Bossy. And against Mater Dei, you know, Mater Dei's a good football team, and they were able to move the ball. And, you know, they were in that game in the first half. I mean, it was nip and tuck all the way through the first half. So, you know, a few bounces go differently, it could be a much tighter ball game.
So, man, athletically, I know they've got some skilled players and kids that, you know, they were a very young football team last year when they all kind of grew up together. And now they feel that this is maybe the year that they can put some wins together. They get one this past Friday night. You take a look at their defense and what will your offense need to do? What will be the game plan going in on Friday night?
Well, we're going to have to establish a line of scrimmage. I do think they're physical up front. Their front seven does a pretty nice job, and they're athletic, and they fly around. So we're going to have to be able to run the football. We have not done a very good job of that up to this point, but we'd like to establish the run and take some of the pressure off Luke Brown. And, you know, really Luke just needs to be a distributor of the football to some of the athletes that we have.
And you look at the Central program now where it's been over the last couple of years, and Brandon's just, you know, kind of brick by brick has been their mentality, and just to kind of get better and get more kids involved in the program. And, you know, he's still looking kind of for that signature win in his third year now as head coach of his alma mater. And certainly this one's probably on their calendar. And I know you're dealing with 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, and we know what lies ahead next week. So any emphasis this week from this coaching staff is to focus in on just who this next opponent is and not look too far ahead.
Well, I mean, I really harp on the fact that, you know, football is different from other sports because it's the only game you're going to get. It's the only opportunity. So we're going to take advantage of this one this week and get ourselves focused and prepared.
I know you've said this a whole lot of times, John, that nobody's hanging banners in August, but now we're into the month of September, and you get through Friday night, and you're already a third of the way through the regular season. Where this football team is as far as state rankings, I know that's not a concern of any of your staff, and as far as your players too. I mean, how do you just kind of keep them grounded and focused on the task of hand of getting better each and every day and playing their best football game against Central on Friday?
Well, I mean, the state ranking is nice, and, you know, you might get some moms and dads put it on the refrigerator, but it doesn't do much for you when it comes to play Friday night. You know, we were ranked number one last year at different points through the season, and we got knocked out, you know, in the sectionals. So if we want to get where we want to be and do what we want to do, we better focus on us and not get too caught up with other people think.
From an injury standpoint, two tough games already here in the SIAC. What's the health of the Tigers this week?
So far, so good. You know, knock on wood. We'll just keep plugging along.
All right. Well, John, really appreciate a few minutes of your time as always. Congratulations again on the win over North, and all the best as preparations continue for Central on Friday night.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, that's John Hurdy. This has been the Memorial Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.